This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and in this episode, I will be flying solo. The main thing here is I'm launching a new endeavor, but before I get to that, what's been awesome with you with Transformers this week? For me, it's been a variety of things. So, I'm going to just get right down into it. I launched a new website this week, and it's Transformers related. So if you're kind of looking for a home within a home that's kind of not really Transformers... more so it's Transformers, but it's not full of the drama or the loss of other boards. So if like you're one of those lingering Transformers fans that doesn't have a website to go to, and you follow the Geekcast Radio Network and you enjoy the various Transformers podcasts, I've launched allthingstransformers.com, which is currently a sub domain of Altered Geek at the moment. It redirects that because I don't have the funds to move this domain to where I need it in order to connect it in the way that I should have actually done it. So it's a little bit different. Anyways, it's not hurting things in the grand scheme of things. I've revamped the Twitter account at allthingstfv3, and it's got a Facebook page, which you may be wondering what's happening there. Well, it's already established. It's the old TFN Facebook page, and that's because the TFN, some of you may not know the history of it, and I'm going to get into this too. The TFN was a old Transformers site from the 90s or early 2000s, like 2001 or something. And I followed it from about 2003 onward. And it went through a variety of webmasters and versions and died off and then got sold to this D-bag web host that bought it for a ton of money. And the original webmaster, I should say one of the secondary webmasters, managed to basically, something happened with it. I'm not entirely sure, but if you go to the .com of it, TransformersNetwork.com, it doesn't go anywhere anymore. It's still owned by that moron, but he managed to kind of put the kibosh on the site, and there were people that were still willing to run it for him even though he owned it, and he didn't plan on doing anything with it, updating it. It got inundated with spam bots in the forums. It used to be a halfway decent site and we had a good community going. That being said, fast forward, I was running Predacon Empire at the time of one of the revamps, and I was using one of the previous themes of the site, and I purchased it from the guy that designed it, which is neither here nor there. I haven't had connections with that dude in years. I rebuilt the site a couple of times, Predacon Empire, and then there came a point where I was doing Geekcast Radio, and I just was like, you know, this is just ridiculous. I'm trying to rebuild this original site that I built, all in HTML, which if I'm just going to go that route, I might as well just re-upload the original site. Well, I wanted the ability to have easier news posting, plus the original posting ability no longer works with my paid software I had at the time. And then the thing with the site was it wasn't really my passion. And so now I was left wondering, what am I going to do? And so I bumped into this webmaster that used to own the Transformers Network, and because we attempted to purchase the domain from this guy to rebuild the site, and he just wouldn't budge, the original webmaster went and bought the TransformersNetwork.com. Now, mind you, I built the site. I did all the work on it. I rebuilt it. I filled it with just so that there was something there. I filled it with all of my downloads. I filled it with the fan dubs that I had on Predacon Empire. I filled it with a variety of graphics. I filled it with all of the podcasts from Geekcast Radio and Predacon Empire that were Transformers related. And so we got to this kind of crossroads, and I should have seen the writing on the wall of the website at the time. And it was when I got ousted as the graphic designer, and they ended up winning or going with somebody else. And I was like, okay, this is kind of, I was a little bit hurt and a little bit, irritated with it, because I put all this work into the site, and then, just to have somebody go through and basically trash everything I designed and then, redesign a lot of it. Which kind of pissed me off, because I was kind of meant to be the co-webmaster, and none of it was done without authorization. So it started the kind of rocky battle. Plus, there was a lot of forum dissent between moderators, between the webmaster, the owner of the site, and myself, and all of these moderators and staff and people that were just coming back to the website after years. And it originally started off pretty nice and decent, and then, again, I should have seen the writing on the wall and took my money and ran, essentially, but I didn't. I tried to smooth over things. I tried to calm everyone down. Eventually, the moderators left, and then it was just pretty much me and a few forum lurkers. And so I kind of knew it was dead at that point, and I should have made a duplicate of it. And the person actually ended up borrowing money from me and never repaying it. It wasn't much, just so that everybody's aware. But it's still the principle of it that's a little bit irritating. They went black web, kind of disappeared, gone, like without a trace, couldn't get a hold of them. Nothing. And then I tried to get the website back up and running, and of course no information there either, and then they kept linking it to a bunch of these junk postings of things, and I just couldn't I couldn't deal with the garbage therein. And it, like I said, it kind of upset me a little bit as far as how the page was being used, and to watch it kind of go down the crapper like it did. So I decided, since this site's been down for a long time, and I was even locked out of all of the social profiles, which I couldn't understand. Like, this person went like bonkers paranoid with people, and I tried to give the benefit of the doubt until it kind of got to this point where I just couldn't deal with it anymore. And so I've tried renaming the page. I've gotten, the only thing I have access to at this point that I didn't do is the Facebook. And so that's kind of a roundabout way of saying that I've retitled everything, and I'm waiting on an official Facebook name change, which they're fighting me on, despite the fact that they're trying to say that the appeal for the name change may result in misleading or unintended whatever in the guidelines. And I'm like, it's still a website, it's still about Transformers, it's still the same topic material, it's just a title change. Like, you can't change the title. So I've changed all the graphics, I've changed everything else. It links all the way to all things Transformers now. I'm attempting to go through archive.org to recover information that was on the website that I put in, that I can see, And then I'm going to go back through my Predacon Empire backlogs of files and rebuild the website. So, little note of the podcast end. All things Transformers version 3.0 does 100% work on the website. The version 2.0, 1.0, the Beast Unleashed, and the Transformation Animation Podcast may or may not link to their files on Blog Talk Radio. They may link to a spot on geekcastradio.com, which is unfortunate because those were originally exported from that site and removed based on the fact that I was running out of web space and it was killing the server at the time. And so I've got to go back through and change all of the linkage to the Blog Talk Radio links. And so once I do that, the those will be functional again. However, I am working on a collaboration with some fan dubbers to put the Headmasters fan dub that I've been working on for years on the website, and I've created a page already for episode 7 of Headmasters, and I have to go back and get the rest of them. There's like one or two I'm missing. The rest of them I had in my backlog of Predacon Empire, so I'll be able to re-put them in there. That just goes to show you how long this dub has been going on. Episode 8 is getting ready to come out in about 2 weeks, so there is that. TFCOG, among other websites, is reviving itself due to the fact that everybody involved wants to get back in on Beast Wars Neo. And they're going to finish Beast Wars Neo. They're going to get through finish Victory, which only has like 3 episodes left. They're going to get through Master Force and Beast Wars 2 and all these other. So it's kind of nice to see all these revivals coming back. And kind of speaking of sites that aren't coming back, I remember visiting like the Cybertron Archives, tfarchive.net, I think. Might have been .net or .org. It was one of the two. But it was one of my favorite sites also to surf at when the TFN went down. And that's where a lot of people migrated to, was the Cybertron Archives. And I'm kind of missing that site a little bit too. I wonder whatever happened to it. I'm going to do a quick Google Cybertron Archive. Because there was TF Archive. And then there was the Cybertron Archive. And it was kind of nice to see the site. It showed up in, funny enough, in Beast Machines. Not the site, but the title. Where the Maximals went to the Cybertron Archives. Because there is tfarchive.com, which has been around forever. It links to like Transfans, it links to, you know, Transmasters, Unicron.com, and TFA, the AllSpark, TFU.info, Radio Free Cybertron. I remember the it just shows my age. I remember all these old sites. I remember Transfandom, which is gone. I remember like Predacon Empire, that's gone, Vector Sigma, BeastMachine.net, Transformer Source. There were so many websites that were great at the time, not only in design, but in content, and they're just all gone. And the funny thing is if you go to look for the domain names, they are still not available because the original owners have been paying for them for years and won't let them go. Because I have been trying for the last 10 years to get my hands on every one of those domains, and I cannot get a hold of them. Because when they get close to or expiring, they re-up them for like a year or two. And so then I put them on my back burner, I let them sit, and then I just kind of wait. And yeah, I've been waiting for all of these for years, and we'll have to see if eventually they come back. The tfarchive.net, I believe, was the name of the other site, and that site's been down for years, unfortunately. So it's kind of funny, like I said. It's everything is old as new again. Although there is a the Cybertron archive. It's tfarchive.eu. It's that is the current version of the Cybertron archive, Cybertopia. They call it the TCA still. Neo Ranger, one of the lead admins at the website, went and rebuilt under this domain, which is a almost like a PHP BB type setup to some degree. I kind of miss the site. I may actually visit them over there. I kind of miss a lot of the old Transformers fandom. So yeah, what are some sites that you guys miss? There's just so many of them that used to be around that it's crazy when you go to look at it. Oh, look, I still actually have an account on tfarchive.eu. It's been so long since I've been there, I forgot about it. I posted the Transformers Network ad in there and the Beast Wars Dark Glass in there, which I'm going to add the stuff I have from Dark Glass over on, because there used to be a Dark Glass project website as well, and I'm going to add all that content over on All Things Transformers eventually. So it'll be kind of a grab bag of like fan-sourced material, along with some content that's so it won't be like as newsy or current events or any of that. It'll be more so coverage of content and original content related to Transformers. So not to mislead or send anybody in the wrong direction for that. So yeah, it's crazy when you go to look through it. Yeah, BigBot.com, Cybertron Alliance. Yeah, it's crazy. So, getting into some awesome Transformers news, the Combiner Wars web series is actually now available on YouTube, which is good to hear because I didn't actually have access to... I think I could watch them on Machinima. I don't think it cost you anything to do it on there. The Go 90 or whatever... It was. I couldn't access it. I think he had to pay for it, or I could be wrong. But Titans Return will be debuting in North America in about a week and a half. Week and a half. And so, yeah, it's kind of cool to watch these. Kind of gives you a different perspective on what G1 would have been like if it had had CG animation as opposed to what we got in the 80s. But you also get a lot better writing, a lot better aesthetics, graphics, all that kind of stuff. I kind of wish that they would go this route with a TV series, at least aesthetically, and maybe have people from the IDW verse write the series and kind of give us something original. But it's I like it for what it is. Let's just leave it at that. And so there's also the fact that Masterpiece Beast Wars Dinobot has his first look in prototype and new CGI renders, which I'm still a huge fan of all things Beast Wars and the Masterpiece line. I only have Masterpiece Optimus Primal, and that's because I had the original Optimus Primal as a kid, and quite honestly, that toy sucked. But I sold it years ago, and I was like, man, I wish I had an Optimus Primal. And I was like, you know, eventually they'll come out with a Masterpiece, and sure enough, they did, so I bought it. Mind you, I traded in a ton of toys, Optimal Optimus and whatnot, and all that, just to get it. But still, neither here nor there. But I don't have Masterpiece Cheetor. I don't have Masterpiece Dinobot. I would love to have my hands on the entire Masterpiece Beast Wars line as it comes out. But the next one I'm going to hold out for is Beast Wars Megatron and get that. Because I have a Dinobot figure, but it's that piece of garbage universe one that it just falls apart. It is literal garbage. So I'm hoping that this one does everything that it's advertised to do. It looks spectacular. It looks show accurate. It looks solid, unlike the other toys where they're all like pieces and weird machinations of it. But yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing some colored art of Dinobot in his completed form, and not just the CGI renders of it, to kind of see what they do with it. So, but additionally, the Transformers Robots in Disguise Combiner Force season 3 is almost at an end. We're almost done with that series before they start launching the next one, which is Transformers Cyberverse. And we're only a couple days away, honestly, from the UK getting the final episode of Robots in Disguise called Freedom Fighters. And I'm not going to spoil anything because the previous episode is not in the United States. You can find it if you know where to look on YouTube or elsewhere. But I personally found it on YouTube. But they've been yanked since then. I just caught the previous episode. But you get Team Prime from Transformers Prime returning, along with part of Team B that went back to Cybertron with Prime. And you get to see why everybody's going after Team B and Optimus, and what's truly going on. So I'm kind of stoked to see what they do as we go on through the series. And then the last episode, there's rumor that Megatron will be back, and they've been hinting at it throughout the season with Starscream having his new body and having Soundwave return and trying to call Megatron and phone home, essentially. It would be nice to see Megatron kind of come back in the fold and just thrash him. And I think they're supposed to. I could be wrong. I can't 100% remember what they said they were going to do, but I believe there was supposed to be a like a little mini movie type thing at the end of it. I believe. I could be wrong. I would love somebody to correct me if they know better than I. But I remember them saying something about like a film that would tie it all up and conclude this Transformers run. So, yeah, just let me know on that. I've enjoyed the series as a whole, but it's not been particularly good. As opposed to like Transformers Prime, like I don't like the aesthetics more so than anything, or the, I don't know, campiness of it. I don't know. Maybe they're trying to capture Generation 1 in some regards and mixing it with a little bit of Transformers Animated and Transformers Prime and getting this, and that's kind of what we got. So, but anyways, that about rounds this episode out. I just wanted to give an update mostly on what's going on in the state of all things Transformers and as far as some of the fandom. I'm hoping soon I'll be able to jump into Beast Wars 2 and actually do the first few episodes of it. I'm going to probably watch them on TFCOG more so because those guys dub it. And yeah, I want to support them. And I enjoy their content, so we'll just kind of see how things go. So, until next time, transform and transcend till all are one.
Yes.